Town of Tuck, Maine Black Bear Football brought to you by Clearpoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears, and Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches Shows. We're joined on the telephone by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, a good Monday to you.
Rich, good Monday.
It's one more week of championship football for the Black Bears, three in a row, two of them on the road. Another outstanding effort for your Black Bears. Man, what did you say pregame to get them fired up for that first quarter start?
Well, it was funny because our message actually, before the game, it's the same that we've had about the championship mentality and having every rep be a championship rep. But this one, there was a little different topic just because the energy in the stadium, I felt like our guys needed to bring it. And I thought they did. It was a little bit quiet, and when we got out there, our guys were pretty fired up to play. And the nice thing was is it was a lot of focused energy in the beginning of the game. I thought at the end of the game we got to be a little more disciplined and finish that thing the right way. But we certainly came out with a lot of energy, and our guys provided it. And once the players are doing that, usually got a good thing going on.
Well, you sure did get off to a great start. By my count, in the first quarter, I believe it was 19 plays from scrimmage, and you averaged 11.3 yards per play.
Yeah, we've been fortunate recently. We've scored on a bunch of opening drives, and we had the turnover there really quick on the kickoff that we recovered, and our D was doing a really, really nice job. It was a bunch of three and outs on the day, but we've had a lot of yards per play recently, and it was really good to get off to that start. Just to get the tempo going throughout the game. So it was a good first quarter overall.
Yeah, your special teams, your cover teams especially. And I think, was that Jonathan Smith Cobb that knocked that ball loose?
Yep. Yeah, that was John. And, he's one of our D linemen. He doesn't play as much because there's a lot of guys in front of him that are older and played a lot of football. But he's starting to get in the mix, and he's starting to play on teams and did a really nice job. Ori was able to recover that one. And, that put us in really good position to go score again really quick. And that was a huge play in the momentum of the game. And, we hit the big play to earn a couple plays later. And then the punt return following that was able to put us in position. So it was really good complimentary football in the beginning of the game.
Absolutely. And another strong game at quarterback for Joe Fagnano. And then the guy with the highest quarterback rating in America, I have to assume, Ernest Edwards, who seemed pretty confident that he was going to throw a touchdown pass.
He did. Earn plays with a lot of energy, and he's able to allow us in this offense to do a lot of different things. And I would imagine he's probably got a pretty decent QB average. I'd have to check his efficiency, but it's probably pretty high. And I think he's done a really nice job in a lot of areas for us. And of course he's going to go down as one of the best wideouts to ever play here, and one of the players in general to ever play at the university. So he does a lot for us.
Defensively, I thought it was a very strong game overall. You kept Davis Cheek on the run. You got some sacks. You put some pressure on him. And really, they didn't have a whole lot of success running the ball. When your top ball carrier is your defensive end who gets most of or all of his yards on a fake punt, you've done a pretty good job stopping the run.
Yeah, I know. That skewed the stats a little bit. But, we got to do a better job on that one. And but overall, we stopped the run, and the guys did a really good job. We had talked all week about how we really needed to define that game up front, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And I thought they really rose to the challenge, really played very well up front and caused a lot of disruption. Davis is a very good player, and he was kind of running around again trying to make plays. And, they just struggled with some of those things up front, but I was really proud of our guys and how we were able to penetrate and be physical, and that created some opportunities for us.
Well, now you come back home looking for number four in a row. The Rhode Island Rams come to town, and the record's not great, but we know in the CAA you can't look past anybody, and Rhode Island in some ways I think is a dangerous team because they're playing for pride. They'd like to get one more win before the end of the season. So I know this team, though, it doesn't seem to be in their makeup to look past anybody.
No, and I personally am not even going to address that just because our guys, they're very, very focused. I think everybody knew when we started going on this run what we needed to do, and I don't need to tell them that. They just want to go 1-0 every week. It's senior day. It's a very good football team. You know, they've had some tough losses in there, and they're explosive on offense. We all know that this is a good opponent. I know it hasn't gone the way they wanted to, but for us, we just got to play our best ball. We got to go 1-0. Our guys aren't looking past anybody. You know, we got to get a win this weekend, and the team, you know, Rhode Island's going to come up there, and they're going to be ready to play, and it'll be a nice chilly day for everybody, so it should be good.
Maine football weather. We're looking forward to it. Have a good week of practice, Nick. We'll see you up there on Saturday going for number 4 in a row.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football every Monday here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Sea Dog Brewing Company, home of the Black Bear Coaches Shows, Front Street in Bangor, and Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com. And Black Bear Reports also presented every week by Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. Call them at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.